This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. For all the convenience online shopping brings, and it brings a lot, there is a not small downside as well. More package deliveries means more chances those packages don't get where they're going. The University of Washington did some checking. Researchers there figure about 15% of packages delivered in urban areas don't make it to the recipient on the first try. That's thanks to theft, or nobody home to sign for it, or just plain old delivery to the wrong address. So a lot of people have found a seemingly simple solution to that problem. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has it.
Aaron Westover's office is starting to feel a little like Santa's workshop, with a constant parade of little boxes and big ones.
I've gotten a bunch of gifts, and I've also just been trying to furnish my house and get everything I need for my house. I bought my boyfriend the 88-key keyboard for Christmas, and so that just got delivered.
All to her place of work. Westover is a sales manager at a hotel in Salt Lake City, Utah, where there's always someone at the front desk to receive deliveries day and night. She's had packages stolen off her porch at home. Plus, that 5-foot keyboard box for her boyfriend is kind of obvious.
I don't want him to see the size or get any inkling of what it could be, so I still have it in my office.
Getting personal packages delivered to work can be problematic, says business consultant Alexandra Levitt.
You've got to mind how things look, the perception.
She says one or two items every once in a while is probably no big deal, but gifts for the whole family might raise alarms.
Because it's going to cause people to look at what you're doing, what time you spent getting those items, perhaps using the mailroom as your own personal delivery service. It just doesn't look good.
Just ask Meredith McCarthy, who's on the receiving end of all those deliveries. She's the facilities manager for a tech company in Waltham, Massachusetts, with about 500 employees, where she says personal packages were getting out of hand.
Things like Amazon, Rent the Runway, you know, Stitch Fix, food delivery. It was becoming too much around the holiday season.
They have a small mailroom, just 100 square feet to fit all those boxes.
Once that room gets filled, then we start putting them in our reception area and then as well into our kitchen area, which is not ideal.
So they banned them.
We typically send out a note to all of our employees that no personal packages should be delivered between Thanksgiving through January 1st.
It's a common policy at public institutions like state universities, where taxpayer dollars are used to sort and deliver mail. Package bans are also popping up in the private sector, from law offices to pharmaceutical companies. While employers might not be happy about it, getting packages delivered to businesses rather than homes has its upside, says Adi Tomer, a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Whether you're in the suburbs or the city, jobs are much denser than where people live. So you're reducing the amount of stops for the truck delivery.
Better for the driver, better for traffic, and better for the environment. Of course, maybe not better for the bottom lines of the businesses that have to devote resources to deal with your latest Amazon haul. But Tomer says companies could spin that to their advantage.
You could see this being actually a real benefit, that it's like, hey, yeah, no problem, especially young millennial. You can get your packages delivered here. Like, it is a new kind of boutique benefit.
Personal package service, the new kombucha bar or ping pong table for today's e-commerce obsessed workers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.